I'd like you to turn with me to Philippians, the second chapter, Philippians chapter 2, beginning verse 25 in just a few moments. The Apostle Paul here on this occasion is referring to his desire to send Epaphroditus back to the church in Philippi. Remember that Epaphroditus was the messenger that was chosen to deliver their gift to him, their support, as he was in prison in Rome. And again, there is nothing specifically stated about what that gift was, but it was support, some things that were needful. They were concerned about him. Perhaps they sent food. Perhaps they sent money. Perhaps they sent clothes. I don't know exactly what it was, but they sent it by the hands of Epaphroditus. Now, it's a little bit different today than what it was before with regard to the dangerous nature of being a messenger, of delivering those kinds of things. It's simple for us to use the Postal Service or FedEx or UPS or something like that if we're going to deliver those things. If it's going to be money, we can actually send a MoneyGram or Western Union to someone so that they might attain some kind of money like that. So some of the things that we read about here in the New Testament are kind of antiquated in that regard. But I want to read to you concerning what happened to Epaphroditus. He said, I considered it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick almost to death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. So, whatever it was that led to it, he became sick on the journey. They had heard about his illness, and they were concerned about it. There are so many things to be found in this. First of all, the obvious love that the church of Philippi had for Epaphroditus. Their desire to see him again, their concern for his welfare, their inquiries in that regard made it important to Paul to quickly send him back to them. He was better, but he wanted them to be back, him to be back with them, that they might rejoice, and that the sorrows that were upon Paul, the worry, the anxiety, and that they were separated from him could be relieved, and he would be happier as well. So this is all an indication of the affection that they had for one another. But he refers to him as, in verse 25, a fellow worker and a fellow soldier with him. This is an indication that he was a spiritually minded man, interested and involved in his duties before God. And so I want you to notice what he gives to them by way of instruction in verses 29 and 30 concerning that man Epaphroditus. He said, "Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service to me." Now, when you look at that, I think that maybe something may be missing with regard to our view of what is happening with regard to support. We support some men outside of this particular congregation in the preaching of the gospel. We have opportunity from time to time to do that, maybe on a one-time basis. You support me in the work that I do as an evangelist. And you know, it's such a common thing and an easily done thing at this particular time that we might not be mindful of what is being accomplished by such support being offered. Those individuals who are working in the Lord's vineyard, they're striving to save souls and to defend truth, that they are allowed to be sustained in the work that they do by the gifts that are given. It's an important work, and that's why the Apostle Paul, when he referred to that specific support, he called it having fellowship with me in the gospel. And so this individual, he was maybe just taking a bundle to Paul. But that's not the way Paul looked at it. Paul looked at it as an individual who was a fellow worker, an individual who was busy in the Lord's work. It may not be that he was filling a pulpit, but he was supporting someone and helping to support one who was. And that was an important thing. And he was to be esteemed as a result of that. Especially because of the dangers. Especially because of the fact that he did it and almost cost him his life. But the work's sake itself was sufficiently important to esteem him. let us not think just superficially about the work of supporting the gospel of our Lord, how important it is, and how involved that we should be in those things. I would encourage you to take the time to read the reports that are sent by the men that we are supporting to see what work is being accomplished. To take the time to write them and to express your appreciation and encouragement for the preaching that they're doing. All of those kinds of things are helpful to them and encouragement to them and a part of the work that you have in supporting them in the preaching of the gospel of Christ. It's an important thing. Thought I would ask you to consider those thoughts from that text. We're going to offer an invitation this evening, not knowing the hearts of any. It may be that you need to respond to the invitation call if that is the case. If you're not a child of God, but you determine that you want to be one this evening, then repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you have insufficient knowledge about Jesus to be able to make such a decision, then don't leave here this evening without asking someone to tell you more about Him. We would be willing to stay up till the wee hours of the morning to declare unto you the Christ, and we would consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to do so. There is a child of God here who has a need to respond to the invitation call. It's offered to you as well. If we can help anyone, the invitation is extended. We ask that you come. Together we stand and sing.